North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to a special young man from Phil Campbell, Alabama. His name is Trey Fox. He has his dad with him, David, right now. And I found out about Trey Fox thanks to my friend from Belmont, Mississippi, Mr. Sidney Perry. We appreciate Sidney recognizing Trey Fox through his Facebook. Of course, you know the name Perry through Love for London. And London is battling cancer right now. You know how the community has come together for London. We've all prayed for London and wished her the best moving forward along with the Perry family. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Trey and David Fox.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
You are from Phil Campbell. How old are you, buddy?
14.
What grade does that put you in?
Ninth grade.
How's school going this year? How's it working out for you?
Good.
Excellent. Now, do you play sports or any other activities at school at Phil Campbell?
I play basketball.
Excellent. So that's one of your sports that you really enjoy?
Yes, sir.
Terrific. So Mr. Perry was at a car show. He sees you, Trey, handing out wristbands. He sees your Polaris Ranger with the American flag wrap. And then he posted, this is Trey Fox, and everywhere he goes, he greets veterans and thanks them for their service. I want you to tell listeners right now, Trey, why that is important to you to recognize veterans and thank them for their service.
Because I just think that they need to be recognized for everything that they do for the country. They're the reason that we get to go to sleep at night and be able to eat and not have to worry about anything.
Where did that idea come from for you to do that, to hand these wristbands out that say faith and freedom and to go to veterans? Where does that come from? Is it from a parent? Is it from an experience you've had with a loved one who served in the military? How did you come to do this?
My dad's mom got me to tell veterans thank you for their service when I was younger, and then it just sort of kind of went from there.
David, you're beside Trey right now. You have to be pretty proud of your son and what he's doing to recognize these veteran heroes, those who served our country so well. What are your thoughts, David, on what Trey's doing?
I mean, I think it's excellent. I couldn't be no more prouder than anybody. Just to see the look on their face, to see that a 14-year-old kid realizes that we're in a world of hurt and we need this. We need people to greet people. Hello, how's your day? I mean, just get back to the basics of life and slow down.
How did the wristbands get made? Where did that idea come from to have a wristband? Not just thank a veteran, but actually have a wristband to hand them as you thank them for their service.
I went to a truck show in Daytona, and they was selling stuff, and I come back and decided that I wanted to start selling stuff. And after the show, I ended up starting to build the side-by-side, and I decided to base it off of that. And I got faith for Jesus, and then the freedoms from the veterans and all.
And you have a pretty recognizable Polaris Ranger as it's wrapped in the American flag. Where did that idea come from? Did you have the Polaris and then decide to wrap it in a flag, or did you purchase it and at the same time you were thinking, this is how I want it to look?
I actually had a 2000 Yamaha Big Bear, and I decided that I wanted to wrap it in the American flag, and I ended up selling it and decided to go ahead and wrap this one while I was at it instead.
Well, as your dad mentioned, this is about making a difference in bringing us together and finding common ground, and supporting our veterans is a great way to do that. The Mark White Show has recognized many veteran organizations throughout the time that I've been doing this show, and I try to recognize these veterans. What has been the response that you've received from veterans when you thank them for their service, when you give them a wristband like this, and you are honoring them in this way?
What did I tell you?
They
tell him the conversation.
They thank you, and they appreciate it, because there's not many kids around these days that do that stuff. I've had some people walk up at Belmont, actually. I had a woman walk up, and she said that her son had just got sent away for his first deployment. And she said that it meant a lot to her that somebody is doing this in remembrance of all the veterans.
So you bringing this up, Trey, and talking about the fact that maybe there aren't a lot of young people who are doing this right now, have you had an opportunity to share with other young people why you thank these veterans?
I've got a TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook page where I share videos and pictures of the Ranger.
If you keep on doing what you're doing, it's going to have an impact on the people who are wanting to do the same thing, who maybe they weren't raised to thank a veteran. Maybe it's something that's not exactly comfortable to thank a stranger, but when you see those hats, you see someone who served in Vietnam, you see someone who served in Korea, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Afghanistan, World War II, it is a unique opportunity that you have to go up to this individual and to recognize the service. Now, you don't know what they went through, what their experience was, but it's simply saying thank you for serving our country in that way. So that's very special, and I know that there are other young people who want to do the same thing, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
What I want to do, Trey, is take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can help you in your effort. I know those wristbands cost money. I also know that you have social media, as you mentioned, where you're sharing what you're doing to thank veterans. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Trey Fox along with his dad, David Fox, in Phil Campbell, Alabama. My friend Sidney Perry had recognized Trey at a car show as Trey went around thanking veterans for their service And Sydney wanted to post about that on his Facebook. I reached out to Sydney. He did the legwork to get a phone number for me to be able to reach out to Trey. And we're talking about faith and freedom, his special connection that he's making with our veterans who served our country so well. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this very special guest on the line with me, along with his dad. His name is Trey Fox, and he's from Phil Campbell, Alabama. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Trey and David Fox.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Guys, you just don't know how important I think this is to get the message out that we have a 14-year-old from Phil Campbell, Alabama, who goes and thanks veterans at every opportunity. And I think that this show is going to reach somebody as an example. And I want people who are listening right now to be able to support your effort however they can. Do you have ways for people to help as you thank these veterans in this way?
They can follow me on social media if they want to.
And how do they find you, Trey?
My TikTok is Faith and Freedom Zero, and the Facebook and Instagram is just Faith and Freedom.
Excellent. What would your message be to another young person to get involved to thank a veteran?
Just don't be scared to do it. If you see one out in public, just go out and thank them for their service.
David, I want to get your thoughts about a 14-year-old doing this and being a influence for good as he goes to these various events and thanks veterans, maybe other young people looking at your son as an example to follow.
You know, we've talked about it when he set these pages up and the event, start posting them and try to get some other kids to come out. And, you know, if he thinks one veteran or 100 veterans come out, if we can get more kids involved in it, then we're making an impact all the way around. And that's what his goal is. He wants it to be known for all the kids and not just him. He wants more to be with him.
Is this something that the administration, the teachers, have knowledge of Trey doing this?
Well, he is a student at East Franklin. He's in his freshman year there. Next year he will go to Phil Campbell. But when he went to them and asked about putting this in their parade, there was absolutely no hesitation whatsoever. I mean, everybody that's heard about it has jumped on board.
That's what I thought. That's a great area in Phil Campbell. You know, when you talk about unity with the community, that's another one that they come together. When it's time to come together, they're ready to do it. And I love those areas. You know, and I know that in 2011, when Phil Campbell and Hackleberg were hit by the tornado, it brought those people together in a special way, didn't it?
It sure did. And you know, that is one thing that this boy's pushed for, because we've tried to raise him where the handshake and looking a fellow in the eye means a lot. And he starts seeing this and him thanking these people. And no matter what he does, when you're at Sam's or somewhere and he thanks somebody, and then that somebody comes up to you and says, "You've raised a fine young man." You just don't see kids that do that and everything. And it just turns into a whole conversation. And I mean, sometimes we spend 30 minutes, sometimes we spend an hour. But sometimes that person needs somebody to talk to.
Yes.
So you don't know what you sparked up, or what he sparked up when he said thank you. You know, that could have been a change for that person that day. This has definitely been a great honor for us to be a part of with him.
You bring up a great point, David, because I've had veterans on my show. As a matter of fact, I had Van Booth, who served his country in the Middle East, and he decided that he was going to walk on foot from California to South Carolina. And he walked across this country in honor of veterans, in honor of suicide awareness, and bringing awareness to PTSD when it comes to veterans. And as you mentioned, you don't know what these veterans are going through, what their experience was. And when you talk to them, that may be the very thing that they were needing, was somebody just to say thank you.
I agree 100%. Don't none of us ever know what's in another person's mind. And it's just great. If they feel they want to talk, we pull the chair up and they talk and they tell us how they feel and they shake hands. And when they leave, you know, it's not, we don't always ask the name or nothing, because really that don't matter.
Right.
As long as they feel the blessing out of it and got the message out of it, they've had a great day and they've had a great experience. And we let them talk about what they want to. We don't ask the questions. We just, if it's on their mind, we let them speak about it.
And I'm going to ask this again. I know that those wristbands cost money, and I know that there are social media pages. Are there ways, David, that someone, if they were interested in contributing to help with the expense of those wristbands, that they could do that?
As of right now, there is not. We haven't set anything up there on that for that yet, but we plan to get something set up so if somebody wanted to do something like that, but there's nothing up there right now for that.
Well, that's fine. Trey Fox is on my radar, and so when you do have a way for people to donate to help out with that, you let me know, and I want you both to know that the Mark White Show is in your corner. I'm here to help. I come down to Phil Campbell in that area from time to time, so I will reach out and we'll connect. And I appreciate, Trey, what you're doing to honor and recognize our veterans. Just know that there are a lot of people out there who support what you're doing. And if you keep doing it, you're going to start seeing some more people join in, and y'all are going to lock arms, and y'all are going to be a force to be reckoned with when it comes to thanking these veterans for their service and patriotism, love for country, and a strong faith to back all that up.
Thank you.
Thank you, David and Trey, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you to Mr. Sidney Perry for sharing that post. I was impressed when Sidney shared it, and so I'm so glad that I could have 14-year-old Trey Fox from Phil Campbell, Alabama, on the Mark White Show today to talk about faith and freedom and his effort to thank veterans. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Trey Fox, and I want you to be encouraged and inspired by this show. If you are, share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.